This is GQDN for August 28th. Yes, it's Monday, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. And of course, by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some games that are coming out for consoles. Oh, RoboCop, you bastard. But somebody got booed. But today, we begin with Rockstar. And this is an article via IGN. And they're saying that one of Rockstar's writers that wrote some of the transcripts for GTA 5 and other games is leaving. So, Rockstar Games Vice President Mike Unsworth is leaving Grand Theft Auto 6 after 16 years. And according to the LinkedIn profile that was updated, it did show that the veteran was indeed leaving Rockstar. In fact, here's what the profile did say. Mike is an accomplished writer who spent over 16 years for Rockstar Games as a creative lead on some of the most critically acclaimed and commercially successful video game franchises of all time. Most notably, Grand Theft Auto and Red Dead Redemption. So, he did join as a senior creative writer in 2007 and did get the writing director in 2019. And then he did serve 2 years as vice president. Now, IGN did reach out to Rockstar for confirmation, but they did not get any word back. Now, the article also stated that GTA 6 may still appear in the near future because he, Mr. Unsworth, was indeed one of the writers, and he will get credit, or may still get credit, on the game itself. So, we'll see where he goes. But we're not done with Riot. We're hitting the esports corner very early because Riot may be making some changes to League of Legends in the ranks. Now, this comes to us from .esports.com, and they may be making a really big overhaul ahead of the 2024 season, and that's what Riot Games did reveal today. So, the current ranked season will remain open for the rest of the year, and that's with the traditional November-December preseason segment of the season being done away with. So, the end of that current season. But the rank calendar will be implemented at the start of next year. In fact, at League of Legends on X did say, Riot Brightboom and Riot Meddler share updates on rank ladder. Our plans for Arena X, the return of Nexus Blitz, and an update for AI, Riot Publishers talks about changes to preseason and removal of mythic item system. So, indeed, there are some big changes. Like, ranked play will continue to be available in November and December, and all preseason changes will instead come in the game at the start of the next ranked season in January. Ranked seasons will contain three individual splits spread out across the year, and some alterations to items, objectives, and summoner as a whole. But they also did say that there's a return date for the arena mode, once again from .esports.com. Now, the arena has been League of Legends' newest hit to the game, but the arena will be returning here in a few months with a tentative release date of December this year. The game mode will also have some new augments, better champion diversity, a wider meta, map adjustments, and you could play with more than just one friend. Multiplayer system incoming. But I bet this guy wish he had some friends. Oh, I bet he does. But, Elon Musk was booed at the Valorant tournament. So what was he doing there? Well, he may have been rooting on one of the teams. Because during the Canadian team Evil Geniuses versus the Singaporean team Paper Rex, the streamer team on Twitch did pan out to the crowd and they found Elon Musk sitting in the crowd. And the crowd was very quick to recognize him and was booed out of the building, apparently. But once the feed caught him, they quickly cut away and they went right to a replay match that they just had. Now, once people saw him there, they were starting to chant, "Bring back Twitter." And in fact, somebody did catch that up on X at Jake Lucky. And he said, quote, "Elon Musk getting booed at Valorant champs, and the crowd starts chanting, 'Bring back Twitter, LMAO.'" So that did happen, though it is still unclear why he was there. So let's move on, shall we? To Games Radar, and maybe this is something else that can be booed by people, at least those that have Xbox Game Pass. Because Games Radar is saying that the $1 Game Pass deal will end before Starfield. We've known this for a little while, but this is a bit of an update. So, by the looks of it, before every major game comes out, and I'm saying major AAA game comes out, Xbox will end the $1 deal. So Xbox did begin to notice that Xbox games will no longer offer a new Game Pass to subscribers, and that'll be the portion to get the service for $1. Timing went over to Starfield, and the Starfield launch, and people should be very, well, you know, I can't give opinions here, and I need to backtrack from that, but people may be mad about this. So now it does look like you'll need to either pay $10 for PC Game Pass, $11 for the console Game Pass, or $17 for the all-in-one Game Pass Ultimate, and you still have the option of paying $70 and keeping the game if you so like. So we'll see what happens there. Let's get a little bit of hardware out of the way. What do you think? Because The Verge did say that Apple's 13-inch MacBook Air with an M2 processor is selling at $900. So, the M2 Air does have 256 gigs of storage, 8 gigs of RAM, and words are hard, and an 8-core M2 processor. But you can upgrade to the 512 gigabytes model with some faster storage, plus a 10-core chip, and that's also $200 off, and it's selling at Best Buy for $1,200. So if you want it, there it is. Go get it. There's some other things also on sale, such as the Anker 555 USB-C hub at $40, along with some other things that's Apple-related. But if you want to use Apple for your gaming system, there you go. Now, Switch, on the other hand, did say that the Wii sales has been surpassed by Switch. So, that's according to GameIndustry.com. And they said that Switch lifetime sales does now trail Xbox 360 by less than 1 million units. And PlayStation 2 by fewer than 5 million. Now, Switch did cross the 103 million mark, while Wii's worldwide total was at about 101.63 million, while PlayStation was at 102.49 million. As of June 2023, Switch now stands at 129.53 million, and Nintendo DS has 154.02 million, and PlayStation 2 is at 155 million. Now let's see how much this game could collect off of that, because PC Gamer did say that RoboCop Rogue City is now delayed until November. So the game was indeed going to come out in September, but now it's going to come out November 2nd, 2023. And that was revealed in the description in the latest trailer, which did show the cinematic look at the crumbling old Detroit, with gameplay footage showing some detective work and some pretty big shootouts. Now, Nikon did not provide any explanation for the delay that they provided, and the Steam page still says that RoboCop Rogue City will launch in September, so we shall see what happens. Now, Destructoid did say that a side-scroller horror game called Everant Newgrounds is going to get a new remaster. So, Alien Humanoid is about, well, they're going to make a return to Steam, and that is before the end of the year. Now, you are the violent yellow space invader, and it's going to get an older HD console version re-release. So people that played the game in the early 2000s will remember the prominent Newgrounds and how that was played way back when. And Alien Hominid was one of the platform games for them. But there are some other aliens coming to games. DualShockers did say that Dead by Daylight will get Alien. Now, Alien was being released on the test servers earlier this month. And Behavior Interactive did say that the release date and time for Chapter 29 is Alien. So the chapter will see the world by Dead by Daylight, that is done by Ridley Scott's Alien franchise. In fact, we'll have Ellen Ripley as a new survivor. And the Xenomorph is a new killer. And the Nostromo spaceship will have a new map. Or will be the new map. So here we go. Oh, by the way, it comes out tomorrow. 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. EST. Yes, and there's an official countdown on the game's website. And it's going to be on all the consoles. All of them. Here we go. Get scared, people. But don't be scared of these things. Because Nintendo World Report to give all the Nintendo games that's going to be coming out here within the next few weeks. For instance, Rhapsody, Mario Kingdom Chronicles, Sea of Stars, you may have heard of that one, and Trine 5, A Clockwork Conspiracy, might have heard of that one too. That's all the retail ones. And by the way, we're looking at about August 31st. So, other ones include Big Farm Story, Trip World DX, Cat Lord, Truck Simulator 2023, 1997, Baseball Club, Buggy Racer, Hole.io, and Golf Hole-in-One. But PlayStation said that we will not be denied. So PlayStation Lifestyle did say that some of the September games have been leaked. So, what will they be? Well, Saints Row reboot will be coming to PlayStation Plus. So right now, it is unclear as to what else is coming, but that's one of the people that was in trouble. Billy Bilkun did provide the news for PlayStation Lifestyle. When more comes out about September and the game releases for PlayStation, we'll let you know. And yes, Xbox as well, because that's what we do here at Group Quest. And you know that we are Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production. Yes, words are hard. 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more video games, people. Until then, go play some games. Dang it.